And now, Spotlight on Lifelong Learning with Jonathan Judakin, a weekly look at some of the exciting public conversations upcoming around Memphis. Jonathan Judakin is the Spence L. Wilson Chair in the Humanities at Rhodes College.
The season for lots of brain-tingling activities is really starting to heat up. On February 5th, Facing History and Ourselves are bringing Anthony Ray Hinton, author of The Sun Does Shine, How I Found Life and Freedom on Death Row, to speak at the Orpheum from 10 to 11:30. He will tell his story about how he was wrongly convicted and spent 30 years on death row before he was exonerated. Today he works as a community educator at Bryan Stevenson's Equal Justice Initiative. If you can't make it to the morning talk, pick up Stevenson's Just Mercy for the deep dive. Speaking of books, I also want to put a spotlight on the Humanities Book Celebration at University of Memphis. We have so many brilliant professors doing important work at the U, and this event highlights those who have recently published books. A whole clutch of them are hunkered down in philosophy, including Verena Erlenbush Anderson, whose book, Genealogies of Terrorism, asks us to actually think about what we mean by terrorism, what we ought to do about it, and why it's wrong. Several historians will also be in the house, Aram Gudzusian talking about the freedom struggle in Memphis, and Daniel Unowski discussing anti-Jewish riots in what is today Poland. You can join them and others over food and drink at RP Tracks on Walker Avenue from 4:30 to 6:30 on February 6th. Both events are free and open to the public.
For more ideas for public programs in Memphis, visit WKNOSpotlight.com, where you will find a list of lectures and book talks happening around town. Spotlight on Lifelong Learning is a partnership between the Spence L. Wilson Chair in the Humanities at Rhodes College and WKNO-FM.